Jay Ross going to join us in just a moment here. Do you know who this artist is, Kyle? I did not know. Jay had to tell me.
No.
Tell him, Jay.
Oh, serious? This is the great Chris Webber.
Chris Webber.
Featuring Corrupt.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did not know that. Yeah, it's the Drive Guys here. Drapes is in San Francisco getting ready for his NBC Sports California pre-post game duties. Jay and I here in our Sacramento studios, and standing by for us in New Orleans, of course, he is the host of the outstanding Ross and Others morning show here on Sactown Sports, Kings radio pre- and post-game host, the one and only Jason Ross. How are you, Jay Ross? He's not there yet. Sorry. Oh, we'll get him. What an introduction.
That was a great introduction, too. Man. You got to say that again. You got to say that again.
All right.
So he hears you and can respond to that.
Yeah.
And he's the only reason I listen to that morning show anyway. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I will point out, as we did when we started the show, you know, Jay and I, very optimistic about tonight. And Drapes was just being pragmatic. He's excited, optimistic, but he was being pragmatic. And then you had Draymond Green saying it was going to be an easy, easy Kings win. So we'll see what our next guest thinks of that and what a guest he is. As we mentioned, he's the host of the Ross and Others morning show, Sactown Sports. Jay Ross, Jason Ross. How are you, Jay Ross?
What's up, Drive Guys? How are you?
Good. How's everything in the Big Easy? How you feeling today?
I'm feeling well. Look, I don't know, Whitey and Drapes, if you guys have any kind of superstitions going, but Mason Jones just hit 33 in a row from three. That's got to mean something, doesn't it? 33 in a row.
Wow, that's Peja-esque.
It is.
You're already at the arena and everything. You're settled in already.
I'm taking it in, Kyle. I got it. I mean, this is a big one. You know it, Kyle. You've been to these big games. This is fun. This is what you play for. So happy with the way they played the other day. And now you got to see if you can rinse and repeat, because this team has been kryptonite so far to the Kings this year.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right. Jason, let me ask you this. You've been walking the streets of New Orleans, I imagine. I saw our boy Carmichael Dave tweet out a picture of him in his Kings jersey. Have you seen any Kings fans out there in New Orleans?
I have. You know, there's a few at the hotel where we're staying. And what's great is you could just say the universal greeting, light the beam, and everybody, you know, does literally light up. And so there are a few here. And I hope, Kyle, by the end of the night, that we hear a little bit of those chants in this building.
Mm-hmm. Jason Ross with us from New Orleans. How repeatable do you think, Jason, is what the Kings did against the Warriors? How repeatable is that tonight, all things considered?
Yeah, that's my wish, but I feel like that's a wish at this point. Whitey, I don't think – doesn't mean that they can't play equally well, but that was so unique. I felt like they were just so locked in on a beautiful defensive game plan against the Warriors. I think what the Kings have to figure out is to crack the code of the matchups. For whatever reason, you guys know it, this has been the toughest one. They haven't had the lead at halftime in any of these games or a second-half lead. So, I mean, it's been how dominant the Pelicans have been. But, I mean, taking out Zion is important. He's not going to be here, obviously. It's just I think they're the one of the few teams I can recall that does have a pretty good answer for Sabonis and length to put on Fox. Not many teams have both those entities to match with the Kings' two best players. But, hey, I'm glad the Kings played Tuesday. They had an extra day thanks to that Flyers-Sixers hold setup. So, I mean, they should be as confident, as ready as possible. But we'll, you know, remains to be seen what happens in just a one-game setup like this.
Jason Ross joining us here on Sactown Sports 1140. Jason, you've been around, obviously, forever. You understand the history of Sacramento and the Kings. Put into context what tonight's game means for the city, the organization, and just the history of the Kings.
Overall, 39 years in Sacramento, there's been 10 winning seasons. There's been that many playoff appearances. This could be 11 if they get there. So, you know, they haven't been that great of a winning franchise overall. There's been more playoff list years than playoff appearances. And this has been a good team. I think we've all kind of said that, but they haven't been great. And we understand what's happened at the end here, Kyle, with all the injuries, but that's the deal they've got. And they've got an opportunity here to go to OKC with a win. And honestly, guys, I actually think they match up pretty well with them, but they got to get through this. And so I think historically, you know, to be in the one and done, they had never won a game like that until the other day against the Warriors. I know that was a huge lift for probably the community, but now you need to add to it. You need to make sure it's not just, you know, that great Tuesday win and it ends tonight. You need to back it up with another one here tonight and keep this going into the postseason.
Jason Ross, can you comment on reports slash rumors that you and the High Flyer have really been enjoying the cuisine in New Orleans?
I can 100% confirm that. With no hesitation, that is, I don't know where you got it, but that's confirmed.
Where was dinner last night?
Well, dinner last night was not as appealing because there was just a whole snafu in Sacramento. It took us, it was an ordeal.
That's right. Okay.
To get, it was really more of a today meal, chapter four. It's actually, I'm gonna brag on it. It's a family restaurant. I'm connected to that group. So it was legit. Henry loved the gumbo. He was living his best life down here, and I'm not too far behind. I'm loving what we're enjoying here, but hopefully it's on to OKC, but we shall see.
Jason, who are you looking for to have an impact game tonight? Is it De'Aaron? Does he have to be the star tonight? Domas win that matchup with Valanciunas, Keegan, Keon? Who are you looking at that, needs to step up tonight?
I mean, the reality is probably everybody, Kyle, but to me, I'm going right to the stars. I mean, I think tonight has to be it can't be, De'Aaron was okay. Sabonis was okay. No, they have to win those matchups. And look, I think the other thing to really watch tonight is Brandon Ingram. I know he didn't play very well the other night, coming off injury, and he is capable of carrying a team. But if he's not quite right, now I feel like so much falls on CJ. And CJ, without a fully right Brandon Ingram and the Zion Williamson, I don't think will be as effective. So all that, we don't know how they'll play, but I think Sabonis and Fox have to be spectacular tonight, and I know they're capable of it.
J-Ross, just by virtue of the fact that Zion's not playing, how much simpler does that make the Kings' defensive game plan? Maybe not easier, but how much simpler is it without already having that mismatch facing you when the game starts?
Yeah, I'm anxious to see their defensive strategy because, I know they have to account for him or had to have. And the Pelicans, what they've done against the Kings, specifically CJ this year, he has absolutely lit them up from beyond the arc. So, if you don't have that inside presence and that force that you have to acknowledge for, Valanciunas will get his mid-range and some follow-up points in the paint. But this is a game they got to defend that perimeter, and I really think it may come down to who shoots the three better tonight. Kings were great. I didn't think they'd outshoot the Warriors by eight. More makes the other day. They may need another day like that where they're in the positive on the three-point differential.
Jason, how much do you think the optimism surrounding tonight's game from a Sacramento standpoint has to do with what happened Tuesday against Golden State versus the fact that Zion isn't playing tonight?
That's interesting because I hope it's more of the way they actually played. We know you can't take for granted no matter who's out. Zion's a terrific player, and he was playing really, really well. But I hope they're just excited off their own confidence. And I'm not even, I know, guys, it may feel like a throwaway game when they beat Portland the other day so easily, but I think they needed that for their own confidence then. And I think it was a tad bit overplayed about how they were playing going in because, yes, it's an end result is do you win or do you lose. But I think a lot of those games they had fourth quarter leads. I don't think they were far off from playing better than it felt, but they weren't closing. And to be able to close against the Warriors, to have that game get down to one like it did, I think we all felt, oh, man, here we go again. But they pushed back and got that lead north of 20. So I think that's going to be their biggest boost. There's some interesting vibes down here, guys. The Pelicans, they've lost six in a row at home. I know they're really down on Zion losing. They've had two chances to get in the playoffs already as a sixth seed. They blew that at home. They didn't. We get the seventh seed. I know they got a third try. But I don't – it's a weird feeling. I don't feel like they're as confident as they should be for a team that's owned the Kings five games to none.
And J-Ross, isn't Alvarado kind of hobbled right now as well?
Yeah. Really held together by duct tape. He's going to play. He's a gamer. He's a pest. He's actually really important to what they do. But he's not healthy. But he's gonna fight through that and play tonight. So that's something to watch for sure.
Jason Ross joining us, coming to us from – New Orleans. First of all, how did you get this assignment, big fella? How am I here in San Francisco and you in the Big Easy hanging out on Bourbon Street all last night? Who do I need to call to get on this assignment?
That's always my source. Slamson always is taking care of me over the years. No, it's been a thing where we have, traditionally have always traveled for the playoff games. This one was a weird one because by definition it's not, but it feels like it is. So, maybe it just makes it easier. Obviously, if they do win, and that's what we're hoping for, then it's on to OKC. We try to make the radio side a little bit bigger and better during the during the postseason, which hopefully will sound that way for the broadcast.
All right, Jay Ross. Excuse me, Jay Ross. I'm going to ask you what you think of this statement. I don't want to put you in a position where you might feel like you're going to jinx the team. But Draymond Green, as you know, probably know, Draymond Green on his podcast, he says, quote, without Zion in the game, the Kings should win this one pretty easily. What do you make of Draymond's assessment?
I think that's too much. I mean, I think they can win for sure. I mean, pretty easily. I don't see it, but you know what, guys? I think of the four options the other day. I said, okay, Kings could win close over the Warriors. Warriors could win close over the Kings. Warriors could blow out the Kings. Kings could blow out the Warriors. I'm like, well, there won't be a blowout by the Kings, and that did happen. I just did not see that happening the other day. I don't see that happening today. I feel like there's a lot more people thinking the Kings can win this game, which I like hearing, but there's part of me that also like that nobody thought they would beat the Warriors. I kind of like that role, just me personally, a little bit better. Uh-huh. I don't think it bothers the Kings one way or the other, to be honest, but I like the underdog role. I think I just got to figure out how to beat these guys. I don't know why it's been so drastic. I mean, you look at the 8 losses this year, 5 to the Pelicans and 3 to the Rockets. They have 8 of their losses to those two teams. Just bizarre. But I hope they figure it out today. Just have to be great for one more night.
Jason, does tonight, the outcome of tonight dictate whether or not this is a successful season?
You know, I'm saying, and this is a tough one, Kyle, because it's a little bit of semantics. We're in such a, hey, yes or no or black or white thing.
Right.
I think they've done some progress. Look, if you would have told me before the year, and you guys probably talked about it, that this team would be a top 15 defense, I would have figured they would have finished as a 3 or a 2 or a 1 seed. Mm-hmm. So they've done some things. They've grown. I think there's some built-in reasons maybe with the injuries, but I'm going off of their words, and the Kings said they wanted to progress. And to me, progress, I didn't even really care about the regular season. That, to me, was the playoffs. So that, to me, would be round 2. So, I mean, that's a pretty tough label, but they kind of put it on themselves. So, yeah, I don't want to go as far as to say disappointing, but I don't know that they would deem it successful if they fall short tonight. I don't think they would.
All right, Jay Ross, carry on. Thanks for your time. We appreciate it. Have fun tonight. We're looking forward to it. We'll talk to you soon. Sorry, we couldn't hear you there. We lost you. Sorry about that. Thank you. Thanks, Jay Ross.
Somebody cut the cord down there. Yeah. Huh? Somebody sabotaging it in New Orleans there.
Yes. The Kings finally have an identity. It should serve them well tonight. We're back with De'Aaron Fox. Was that yesterday, Jay? Practice? Woo! Kings and Pelicans coming up. Drapes, can we say this? And by the way, thanks to Drapes for being a good sport. You got Jason Ross, and he's at the Smoothie King. And then NBC Sports California, they got Drapes. It sounds like he's in a closet somewhere, but not a word of complaint from him. We appreciate that. Good for you.
Before we go on, hold on for a sec. 2 things.
Yeah.
Give Jay some props for playing the legend, the Brother Lynch Hung, for me right there. Give it up for Jay. Good stuff, Jay. That's a Sacramento legend. Second of all, I love my job at NBC Sports California, Whitey.
Uh-huh.
Great people here. But how do you have a conference room with no TV? Like, they used to have TV access here. You could change the channels. You could watch the game.
Yeah.
Now you can't even. So I'm sitting in this conference room. They got some great pictures.
I see
here.
The Rock behind you, though.
Yeah,
you got Willie Mays. You got the Rock over here. You got Ricky Henderson over there, Nate Thurman going against Lou Alcindor over there. Some great things. But I ain't got no TV, bro. I can't even. So during commercial breaks, I'm just sitting here twiddling my thumbs. Nobody's walking by. It's, I am in a closet. It feels like I'm in a closet.
Everybody's working from home these days, Drapes. You know how that go, man.
Seriously.
Can't you watch on your phone or something?
Well, I got my iPad going. I'm watching some golf right now. I finally fired up my iPad here, watching LPGA golf. Big LPGA.
Not watching the Eastern Conference game?
I'm about to switch it. Jay, it just tipped off. Calm down, young fella. Calm down.
It's almost 4 minutes gone.
Man, they halfway through the first.
Are they really?
Yeah, it's 14-11.
And the bathrooms are like way on the other side. And I'll be honest with you, fellas. I'm sore today
from
getting that W last night. Remember, that game and led my team to the W. So I'm sore right now.
You must be sore from carrying all those other guys to that victory.
Yeah, exactly. So we played 46 minutes. I probably played like 26 to 28 minutes.
What do you think your plus minus was? Was your team when you were? What was your plus minus last night? You think?
Oh, I was definitely a plus. I was definitely there. There's no doubt about it. I was definitely a plus, and I knocked down two critical free throws as well. Ooh. I knocked down the foul shot. So
you're shooting 100% from the free throw line.
Yeah, 100% from the free throw line. So I just need to work on my conditioning, fellas. Uh-huh. Everything else is on point. The conditioning is what got me.
How about the state of your trash talking game? How well developed was that last night?
Oh, I like that.
Nah, that it was preseason form. I didn't give it that much. I was on my best behavior because I took Jay's advice. I didn't want to go viral by getting into a fight, or talking trash or anything.
Right.
And plus, we were kicking their butt for the first half, so it was chill.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I came out in the second half. They went on a run, and it frustrated.
So you were what, Keegan Murray trash talk? You're like at the Keegan Murray level right now? Or are you above Keegan?
You know what I was? Nah, it was De'Aaron Fox. Like, okay, if you talk to me, then I would come back. I wouldn't start it, but I could finish it. That's how it was.
I'm waiting for the KG level, Whitey. That's what I'm waiting on. When you snatching balls out the out people's hands. And
I know. Somebody tried to take a shot after the whistle. I jump up and slap it out of here.
And watch it go in. Yeah.
I was talking to the referees, though. I do have a running commentary with the refs. I'm like Luka Doncic when it comes to the referees. I'm always yapping to them. And
do you think it helps? I mean, are they on your side? Or?
I think so. They know who I am. Like one time, you know, it was late in the game and the guy, you know, we got 16 fouls. The next foul, they're shooting free throws.
Yeah.
And the guy on my team, and we're up two. The guy on my team, and this is like 30 seconds left. The guy on my team is pressuring the ball and gets called for a touch foul.
Yeah.
You know, a foul. And then the ref comes over and is like, don't that guy understand you guys are in the penalty here with the next foul? Why wouldn't he, you know? And so, it was kind of frustrating, man. We did everything possible to give that game away last night.
Yeah, nice one. That's good to get that first one under your belt, huh?
Yeah, but I'm sore. Like, let me ask you guys this, because you guys are athletes. When your knees and ankles are sore, that's probably a weight thing. Like, I got to get my conditioning and get my weight down, man. I'm not at my playing weight right now. The joints are aching.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I had like one time in my life in the ninth grade, a sore knee. My knees were never, I was really lucky.
Man, you said ankles ninth grade?
Ankles were just, you know, they like, I try to sneak up on my wife sometimes. She's like, I could hear your ankles creaking. You can't sneak up on me. But my knees were always just fine, so I was lucky with that.
Yeah, I'm with you, Drapes. I think it's just something that we kind of talked about yesterday, which is it's going to, you know, you got to get your Shaq on. You got to get your Luka Doncic on. It's going to take you three games to get into the playing shape. And then once, you know, playoffs roll around, you'll be cooking with Crisco. You'll be cooking with grease by that time.
Yeah.
You know, so just don't worry about it. You get a couple little calisthenics in between, you know, the games and the game will allow you. How many games you guys playing a week? One? Just one, right?
No, just one a week. Okay. Yeah.
Jay, it sounds like he's already getting ready to manage his load. Load
Kawhi
management. Draper's load management.
No, I'm a competitor, man. If I can make it schedule wise, I will be there.
Yes, sir.
You know, and I'm the type, if I'm tired, I'm coming out of the game. We had this one big guy. He wasn't that big, not much bigger than me, but he played the entire second half. And I'm like, dog, I don't care who you are. You could be Rajon Rondo. You could be De'Aaron Fox. If you're playing 20 minutes straight, you're going to be tired. Like, he didn't want to come out of the game. And it's like, man. And so finally, at the start of overtime, I said, bro, have a seat. I'll take over. You know, at least let me get out there for a minute while you get, you know, get your second win. Because he's a good player, but you can see it was diminishing returns. Like, he was going downhill because he was gassed.
Yeah. So are you like the coach, too?
Like Bill Russell of the Kings. No.
He said Bill Russell.
Player coach.
I'm not the coach. But I assumed that role because when we had one possession left to win the game in regulation, I sort of drew up a play on the side. I didn't have a clipboard.
I sort of drew up
on the iPhone. You drew up the play on the iPhone. You downloaded.
I didn't have a whiteboard or anything, but I just sort of instructed guys.
What'd you run the hammer? Did you run the hammer?
No, I did the high horn set. You know, the double
two at the top.
Did they run it right?
No, I didn't really run that. So I had our point guard, who is probably in the most shape, best shape.
Yeah.
I had him start in the backcourt, get the running start. Somebody set a screen for him.
Ah.
And then, you know, he
spray
gets that
three.
Running
Here
start.
Come the spray
and then
three.
Throw it to you for the yep. shot. Yeah.
But he took the shot, but he missed the shot, though. He had a good look, but
that's
missed
all right.
the shot.
That's all you can get. You drop a play, you get a good shot. Then it was a good play. You know, well, that sounds great. And we're just starting the season, so we got a lot to look forward to there. Do you think if the Kings win tonight, does that mean that the loss to the Pistons, the loss to the Wizards, the loss to Portland up there, the loss to Charlotte, all those bad losses, the loss to Miami, does all that, it's like, yeah, we're good, it doesn't matter. Does all that, you know, the Kings chased a lot of demons out of the house, exercised a lot of demons by beating the Warriors. All those demons from this year, it's a bad loss. If they win tonight, is all that just, goes away, doesn't matter?
100%.
Wow. How about 100%.
That? 100%. Because the goal was to get to the playoffs. And let's say you do win those games against Detroit. Maybe you're the sixth seed. Maybe you're the seventh seed and got Denver in the first round.
Yeah.
Or Minnesota in the first round. I like our position if we handle business tonight. That means we're the eighth seed. We go against the one, Oklahoma City. A month or two ago, we were, you know, handicapping teams we wanted to face. And I didn't hear anybody in our station, in our studio, on the street say, ooh, I don't want to see Oklahoma City in the first round. So, no, whatever happened in the regular season doesn't matter as long as you take care of tonight.
How about that? When we come back, we'll tell you what one expert who's very familiar with the Kings, what he says tonight could very well come down to in the most crucial closing seconds. Next with The Drive, guys. I just want to real quickly say thank you to Kyle Draper because he actually gave me this shirt. He got this shirt Tuesday. They were giving out the Field of Roar shirts and Drake had a couple. Yeah, he had a couple, and I think we were kidding about giving one to Jason Dumas. And then he gave it to me, and I said, well, you know, can I have this? He said, yeah. I said, well, give it to, you know, somebody you know, some of your family. So he said, no, you got it. So thank you, Drapes. Coach Draper, thank you. I appreciate the T-shirt.
Looks good on you, man. Looks good.
I appreciate that. Yeah.
Now you won't have to wear that one from 2000 that you've been wearing, you know?
Oh, that,
you
gotta... that was yes, that's always staying in the rotation.
Right?
Although it is kind of a questionable Pacific Division, because the Kings won the division a year when the Lakers won the championship. So, yeah, you win the division, but they won the whole thing. So it's a little iffy. You're right.
Yeah. Do you have last year's Pacific Division championship? I don't even know if they made it.
Yeah, I don't. They didn't that I know of.
I don't think they did.
Yeah. Somebody on the chat here, and I'm sure you can see this too, Drape, says, you got The Rock behind you, as we discussed. That's a good omen.
Yeah, I got my guy, good omen. Richmond, right there.
Uh-huh. Compio says, hey, this is Shaq, icy hot, Drapes. That's what you need for your knees.
That's the problem, man. When you play ball, it takes me like a week to recover. That's why I stopped playing because, you know, the recovery. I need the ice tub, the cold tub, you know, seriously.
Yeah, that's the thing. Playing a game, yeah, okay, but then get ready for the next one. Tough. 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. Dino joins us on Sacktown Sports. Hello, Dino.
Hey, Drake.
What's up?
Hey, Drake. Man, I was driving down the 99, man. I swear to God, I almost got in an accident listening to you laughing as hard as I was.
What'd I say? What'd I do this time? I didn't do nothing. What happened?
I'm talking about your game, man.
Yeah.
Man, this guy's shacking a fool.
I told you, man, Dino, I was on triple double watch, baby. You know? You know how we do Domas in the first quarter? Well, with like 3 minutes left in the game, they're like, Drapes, you got 6-6-6, big fella. You might be hearing that triple double, man. You know?
Hey, Drapes, check it out, Jay. I got to get your schedule for you so I can go watch you and then I can critique you.
I welcome that smoke because, and let me tell you, after the game, I'm walking to my car and one of my teammates came up to me and was like, man, you had some really good moves, man. You're a great passer, especially out of the post. And I'm like, I know. I told you, hey, I patterned my game after Magic Johnson, fellas. I'm like the modern day Magic Johnson minus the extracurricular stuff off the court.
There you go.
Hey, check it out. when you were talking about you jumped up and you swatted that ball, I said, man, what Drake is vertical leap? Because every time I watch you on TV, I said, man, this guy ain't got no hops when he said I got in the air.
And now, hold on. Now, Dino, you're getting disrespectful now, big fella. I challenge you one-on-one any day. You know what? We're going to have to do a Drapes challenge, fellas. One-on-one out at the park. Let's go to 9th and Q right now. I'll take on anybody.
Hey, Drapes, I'm a serious man. You got to get those knees and that gut down, I'm telling you.
Thank you, Dino.
I'm trying to get back into it. Well, what do you do, Dino? What kind of exercise you do?
He's gone. We had to let him go.
Get this guy out of Dino.
We had to let him go. Triple double watch. I like that. Hey, Drapes, you got 6-6-6.
Got 6-8-4. You want triple double watch?
That's tremendous. Yes. Yeah, so everybody's excited. By the way, Dino mentioned going to see you play, and it's a private club, so you can't really do that. But I'm hoping some video emerges at some point.
Well, they do record the games.
Yeah,
yes. Do they?
Yes. There's somebody there recording the games. I need to find out why they do that.
Well, it sounds to me like the video of you last night should be sent straight to Springfield and the Basketball Hall of Fame.
That was an epic
performance.
You know what? I actually felt good. Like, the shots didn't fall, but trust me, I didn't embarrass myself or anything. Like, you know, the conditioning was off, but the form was good. The IQ was high. Like,
that's tremendous.
I played my game yesterday.
Yeah, and just, you know, I mean, we're obligated to point out that Kyle set the over-under on points yesterday. The under pays. If you had the under, because he set it a little high. But
it's only on game one, though, right? Game three, four.
Yeah.
Right.
He's in shape.
Right.
And I'm playing with guys I don't even know. Like, that, you know how it is. That first game, it's like you're trying to feel out each other's game, see who does what.
Sure. Especially you, because you do that. They don't do that. They just play. But you're the one that has to figure out everybody's game, the more cerebral approach, and how it all fits together with your game.
Exactly. Like, I need to figure out who's the shooters on our team.
Right.
Who's the good low post player.
Where the shooters like the ball. Where, you know, does this guy like it here or where they like it? Exactly. You got a lot to figure out.
Exactly, Whitey. It's just not running up and down the court, big fella. There's a lot of thinking that goes in it.
Absolutely. What do you think of this? This is from our friend Anthony Slater, did a little preview in The Athletic of the game tonight. He says, quote, what tonight may very well come down to, if the game remains close deeper into the fourth quarter, it does feel like it'll turn into Fox against Herb Jones on the night's crucial possessions to see whether the elite scorer or the elite defender can bring his team to the playoffs. What do you think of that?
I like that. I like that analysis. And because if De'Aaron can win that matchup, then it's lights out for the Pelicans.
Yes.
If Herb Jones bottles up De'Aaron Fox and makes life difficult for him, I think our offense is going to be hard to score. But I agree with Anthony Slater. That might be the key matchup in terms of if the Kings are going to have success, if De'Aaron Fox can get by Herb Jones, or like I said earlier too, Whitey, can the Kings draw up something to free De'Aaron Fox, make life easier for De'Aaron Fox so he doesn't have to go one-on-one against Herb Jones?
Right. Play him off the ball a little bit. We've talked about that. They've talked about that. More importantly, a lot of options with as many guards as the Kings have in the rotation now.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and that was something I noticed against the Warriors too. And even, you know, Sunday against Portland, De'Aaron off the ball, you know, Keon bringing it up, Davion bringing it up. I think, you know, that does a couple of things. Obviously, it doesn't wear De'Aaron out, especially against a matchup like tonight. I don't want De'Aaron to have to bring it up full court because Herb Jones is going to pressure him. Mm-hmm. I don't want him to get worn out like that. And so, it'll be interesting to see if they add some new wrinkles into their offense here tonight.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to be interesting to see what the state is of this Pelicans team, because there are indications that they're starting to come apart a little bit. Maybe not. Obviously, they've been so successful against the Kings. Maybe just seeing the Kings out there snaps them back into it. But Zion's out. Ingram was unhappy with the last game, wasn't playing well enough to stay on the floor. Alvarado's hurt. They're losing all these home games. You know that the crowd, they don't have great crowds there typically. How excited is a crowd going to be tonight when that team's lost six straight home games? So there's an opportunity, a great opportunity for the Kings to do what Antonio Daniels says they must do in this game, which is get off to that big start that you were talking about.
Yeah, 100%. Now, who are you looking at tonight, Whitey? Is it a Fox game? Is it a Keegan Murray game? Is it everybody? And that's, to me, that's the easy answer. When you look at the box score tomorrow, big fella, who's the name you're going to be looking for?
Everybody has to do their job. You know, like nobody can have one of those dreadful nights. Like you look at some of these box scores against New Orleans. There have been some bad nights, but De'Aaron and one other guy, presumably Keegan, but maybe it's HB. We've seen it from him. One of those other players has to go. One of those front court starters, in my opinion, has to have that big, you know, about 30, and then De'Aaron has to have a big night. Then everybody else fills in. I think that's what you need. But it's got to be Keegan or Barnes.
Yeah, I like Harrison Barnes, and here's why. He's a veteran. He's a guy that's won championships. I thought what he did in the second half against the Warriors was a veteran kind of presence that we needed. You know, you needed some buckets. You needed him to step up, and he delivered. Tonight, I need the same from Harrison Barnes. It doesn't mean 25 or 30 or anything like that, but it needs to be double figures. I'd say he needs to have a presence on it, because we talked about it earlier too. You know, Ingram, whoever he guards, you got to make him work on the defensive end. You can't just be out there standing in the corner, Harrison Barnes and Brandon Ingram is, you know, picking his toenails, cutting his toe, you know, hanging out. Like, you got to make this dude engage defensively.
Yeah, yeah.
So, no, I'm with you. I think Harrison Barnes and Keegan, those two guys, I'd like to see them have a great night tonight.
Don't you think for HB, when he found out there's no Zion, that's probably like you or me when we find out, oh, 2-hour show today, right? It's like, what? No, Zion's not playing. So, obviously, the game of this magnitude is not like a walk in the park, but I mean, that just changes his obligations dramatically.
Yeah, but the only difference is when I hear there's a 2-hour show, I mail it in usually, you know what I mean?
I do know that.
Yeah, you understand that, right? And so, we need Harrison Barnes to think that Zion is playing, act like he is.
Okay,
playing.
I gotcha. You
know, with that mindset.
I gotcha.
Got a 6-hour show, yes.
Yeah, yeah. 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140 as we wrap things up here. What the heck? Maybe we have to look ahead to see what would happen if the Kings win tonight as well. Next year with the Drive Guys, Sacktown Sport. Inching closer and closer to game time and, of course, game night. Game night coming up top of the hour. Scott Marsh and the High Flyer and returner in New Orleans. Kyle Draper, Whitey Gleason wrapping things up here. Drapes in San Francisco. And Drape says even in San Francisco, even at the NBC Sports California building, there's excitement about the Kings tonight, huh?
Yeah, I saw some people walking around with Kings gear on, believe it or not. Yeah, they got their Kings gear on. Domantas Sabonis jersey I saw downstairs. And, you know, we're all pulling for the Kings tonight. It's good for business for these guys down here. And so this is us representing Northern California and trying to get into the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. So there's not Warrior fans in the building that are still a little upset? A little down in the dumps over what the Kings did to him?
There's one girl I talked to. Her name's Erica. She's like, I just hate Domantas Sabonis. I just can't stand him. And I'm like, what? Who hates Domantas? I was like, oh, you're one of those.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, what he did to Draymond in the playoffs last year and everything. And I'm like, oh.
Wow.
What he did to Draymond?
Real hate, man. That's like an art form.
Yeah. He stuck his chest right in the way of Draymond's foot. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. She's one of those. And so nice woman. But man, once she said that, I was like, ah. And she's from Vacaville, too, guys. She's from Vacaville.
Uh-huh.
So she's right down the street from us.
But see, she borderline.
Yeah.
That's the thing. She borderline, Drapes. You
Fairfield, Vacaville. Yeah.
You know, Fairfield cats, they want to be from the Bay. You know, Vacaville, they same situation. Nah, you closer this way. You might as well come jump with the Capitol.
Right.
You know, so you got to check them type of people, Drapes. Be careful of them right there, man. They line jumping.
That's the border, yeah.
He's claiming Warriors now. And I'm like, nah, you can't do that.
Yeah, I think it's so funny that there's so many, not just Warrior fans, but fans around the league that really hate the beam. I just must show how much it irritates them, how great it is. The stupid beam, right? It's so, the beam is really great, It's one of the things made last year so great, but it just cracks me up. The beam, I think the beam is stupid. And it's just because they don't have it.
Right, exactly. They're jealous that, you know, they didn't think of it first.
Yes.
Why does that bother them so much, you know? Uh-huh. And here's the thing. I think it's because the Kings are good now. Like, if we were bad, we'd be the laughing stock of the league, like the beam.
Yes. Yeah.
But, you know, they got to take us legit. When we go down to L.A. Uh-huh. to take over Crypto.com uh-huh. Arena, that makes them feel a certain way. Same thing tonight at the Smoothie King Center. You know, we're going to take over that. I guarantee you there's a big contingent of Kings fans down there. They understand how important this game is tonight.
That's exciting. 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. Matt has been standing by. Matt, you're on the drive, guys. Last call of the show, so make it count, baby.
Oh, I feel good about that. I'm just going to say I'm excited. I think that, you know, during the season, we either play the way we do when we play the Pistons or a team like the Clippers. I think we're going to play the Pelicans like we played those better teams because they beat us so many times this year. Mm-hmm. And that's a team that usually we get those wins. I also want to see if we aren't making those shots like we did against Warriors, are we going to keep shooting or are we going to drive in, get those calls, and win this game? Because I don't want to live and die by those shots. And that's caused us a lot of issues throughout the season. But I'm excited, and I'm looking at Sabonis because, you know, I don't want to bring up the past, but that Warriors series, we needed him and Herter. I need him to show up tonight and bring that aggressive nature, and let's get this win.
Thank you, Matt. I appreciate that very much. It's a good point you raised. It's funny, though, Drapes. Honestly, when Matt said that, I had to think, wait, what is he? Oh, yeah, Sabonis didn't play well last year in the postseason. The way he played against the Warriors, this isn't even really the playoffs. To me, right now, that's not a thing. Should it be? Am I just looking at this through purple glasses?
No, I don't think it's a thing. I don't think it's something that, you know, because I feel like the way the this Valanciunas matchup is going to be different than Looney.
And, yeah.
You know, I think it's totally different this time around.
Yeah. And Valanciunas is an issue for him. I think it's more Valanciunas right. than any sort of playoff troubles for Domantas Sabonis. Should I say what happens to the Kings if they win, or would someone feel like I was jinxing things?
No, go ahead.
All right, if the Kings win, when are they back at G1C? Well, game one in the next series, if the Kings win, would be OKC Sunday at 6:30. Game two would be Wednesday at 6:30. And then game three would be in Sacramento, Saturday the 27th at 12:30. And game four would be early. Monday after that. We don't have a time for that yet. But it would be, if they win tonight, Sunday at 6:30 in OKC, Wednesday at 6:30, game three, week from tomorrow at the Golden One Center, 12:30.
12:30, huh? Yeah. Early. Wow, yeah. Okay.
All right, Drapes. Have a great call tonight. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you on Monday.
All right, fellas, let's light that beam.
Light the beam. Stick around for game night next right here on Sacktown Sports.
We lighten beams and we're ringing cowbells on people.